podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I went last night to Trivia Night, Bowen Heads Pub, Heads Hotel.
Amazing that you were allowed in.
You always...
That's okay. We've already covered this off this morning, but you were once banned. And I guess that, you know, there's a time frame that runs out, you know, and then they're like, you can come back as long as you're on your best behaviour.
Yeah. I've never been banned. Anyway, and they have trivia there on a Wednesday night.
Great.
Palmy night.
Bit of fun.
Right. And so Jimmy, myself, one of my friends and her new partner, we went out because I was like, how about we meet your new partner, but we do it via trivia.
In a low-pressure social scenario.
Isn't that a great idea?
Great idea, mate.
He was lovely.
We like him.
We really like him.
Oh, good.
And we had a fantastic time. It was really fun.
Okay, right? Awesome.
So had a fun time.
Did he bring much to the table?
Yes.
Trivia-wise?
Yes.
Great.
I think we all did, which was not much.
Okay.
So, no, but we came... seventh thing?
Oh, man. Out of, what, eight tables?
Oh, like, no, like 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Middle of the pack.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, you're right. Middle of the pack sort of what I ask you to deliver every day.
Don't worry. Some of the questions we got were very good. Anyway, but there was something I saw there pre-trivia that I thought, I have never seen this at the pub before.
Oh.
The table next to us.
Yeah.
Were sitting down having a meal, as you do.
Yeah.
They were having their meal pre-trivia.
Okay.
They had a board game with them.
Yeah.
A game of Scrabble that they had brought to the pub.
Oh.
And were playing Scrabble whilst they were having their dinner waiting for trivia.
Okay.
And I thought, I've never seen a board game in the wild.
Yeah.
Like, it's normally confined to caravan parks or homes.
Yeah.
Right?
Caravan parks is a weird reference.
Well, I don't know, like holiday, you know, everyone's just kind of like...
You go to a holiday house or whatever
board games,
board games in the cupboard. Yeah, yeah.
So they're out in the wild.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going, you know, whip out the board game at the caravan park or whatever.
Usually a residential sort of activity.
I've never seen a board game in the wild at a venue. And I thought, that is a fantastic idea.
That's so funny that that's where your brain went, because my brain went, those people hate each other.
No.
They don't want to have a conversation.
No, but who does? Who wants to have a conversation?
Talk to me. I'm delightful.
No. You know what? Sometimes when it's date night or whatever, and you know your partner's stories and it's great, you converse and it's all good, right? But imagine being there.
Yeah.
I'm taking you on with Scrabble and we're getting a meal and we're having drinks. This is a fabulous idea.
That sounds grim to me. That sounds real grim.
Not grim. Not grim at all. That's an amazing idea. Why haven't I thought to bring board games to venues before?
Because you're an adult. You don't need to bring a backpack with texters and a colouring in book. Like, it's...
That would be weird, but board games, amazing.
Actually, I know people that have gone, had coffee and coloured in together, so... Adults can get away with anything these days.
Can.
They really can.
They really can. I would suggest take out your Scrabble.
No, I'd suggest not. Board games in
Monopoly,
the wild.
No. You can't bring Monopoly anywhere. That's too much, mate.
That's
too much. The White Unicorn, another great one.
Are they? I don't...
Yeah. Unreal game.
Good Deftones album.
Okay. No, see.
Close.
Okay. But Scrabble at the pub.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if anybody else is on board. I don't think this is a thing. I don't think people do this. A, take board games places, and B, play board games out at the pub or out like...
I think it's fabulous.
It's not what you're there to do.
Let's go to Megan from Lara first. Megan, board games in the wild. Have you done it? If you haven't, do you love it?
No, I think I'm going to have to definitely side with Tom on this one.
You did not expect that.
I did not.
Criminal.
You think it's criminal?
Oh, I think it's exactly what Tom said. It's like, do you hate me that much we're going to play Scrabble at dinner?
Yeah. Stay home. If you want to play board games, stay home. Don't spread it out all over the table and make us watch.
Right? Talk about secondhand embarrassment.
Yes. Oh, no,
Megan,
Megan,
I love you. That's so awesome.
No. Yes. You two need to just lead with your hearts.
Oh, and we're quirky and fun. Well, we play board games in public.
Good on you. Stay at home.
Yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Let's just say Tom, Loggy and Drew, because we've been getting him on a lot lately. Drew McPherson from Surfrider Foundation. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, legends. How are we doing?
We're doing well. We've been having you on the last couple of months, well, really, because we're trying to save the southern seas and stop seismic blasting, or as you call it, Tom.
Cosmic pounding.
Which is not the case, Drew. Apologies for that. Last time we chatted to you, it was just before the paddle out, and what a paddle out it was in Torquay at Cozy Corner.
Absolutely. I don't know about you, but I'm still buzzing from that one.
Oh, yeah, I am. I didn't get in the water this time.
Oh, Robert,
no, I didn't, because I held a sign on the beach, as a lot of us did, because my arm is not up to it. But the paddlers that went out, the visuals were spectacular. And how cool was the vibe down there, Drew?
Oh, what a great feeling. It's so great to come together as community like that in protection of the places we love. It just like we're talking about, it leaves people feeling inspired and pumped and part of something bigger, you know?
I made a video about it. Sorry, Tom, to interject. And I was like crying editing the video because I was just like, community. Like crying, and I kept watching it. And Jimmy's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "It's just so many feelings from the day." Tom, continue.
Did you see any funny signs, Drew?
Absolutely, seismic blast up your ass. They were all there. Yeah.
They were all there.
Kids saying, you know, like, protect our homes, protect the fishies, to like, you know, some good cheeky ones. So it was really good. They bring community together, and what a thing to come together for, you know.
Yes.
The future of the ocean that we all love and enjoy so much.
Now, we've had a bit of a big win. Let us know what's going on and how People Power has won recently, mate.
Absolutely. We've had another win. Just last week, the federal regulator, for the first time that we're aware of in this movement, has refused an environmental plan by French company Viridian, or CGG, to seismic blast off the Victorian coast.
Right,
yes. People Power in action.
Good
right
stuff.
There.
Huge victory. This one was fought a lot socially, but also through the environmental plan. So we have an amazing team of women, actually, who work through these environmental plans. They're lawyers and marine scientists. And they've been so passionate about it. And every environmental plan that's come out, they've ripped through it, found gaping holes and huge impacts from seismic blasting. And finally, the regulators listened to the community and listened to the concerns of the experts, and they've refused a proposal.
Impressive that they learnt French so they could read the proposal.
Seriously.
What a challenge.
They might as well be written in, like, hieroglyphics. It's so intense. Look, we are fighting for the seas because of the habitats that are there, the fishing industry, the beautiful, pristine coastlines that we all enjoy. We still have to fight, though, don't we? We've only got a couple of days to make submissions for this current round of fighting, don't we, Drew?
That's right. So the federal government's offshore acreage release, they released just before Christmas on us, and we've been fighting so hard for 12 weeks on. That ends tomorrow, Friday. So the government's asking for submissions. They want the community to let them know what they think about the idea of opening up the Southern Ocean for offshore oil and gas industry. So basically, they've thrown a bunch of areas on the table, and these gas companies, multinational gas companies, have got to July to bid on whatever areas they want in the Southern Ocean to exploit. And we've been given 12 weeks. So that 12-week submission period ends tomorrow. So we're calling everyone to head to surfrider.org.au, get onto our submission writing tool. It takes less than a minute. You go on there, you enter a few details. It forms your own unique letter. You then copy and paste that into the government website, and you can have your say over the future of the Southern Ocean.
So good.
It's as easy as that.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
What animal am I? Southern right whale, great white shark, bottlenose dolphin, Australian sea lion. What do you reckon?
I think you're a sea lion because you're very slippery.
Smell like low tide.
He does. He's a low tide smelling dude. Drew, we absolutely love everything that you and the whole Surfrider crew are doing. Once again, surfrider.org.au. Thank you so, so much for continuing the fight and trying to save our southern seas, mate. We really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having us on here, and thanks for standing with us. You know, you guys are a perfect example of the role that we've all got to play in standing up for the places we love and enjoy.
I'll cry again.
Yeah, she is crying.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Anyway, I just want to say thank you, Tom, because you've gone to Southern Sea. Surf Rider Foundation is probably the best website to go to. Surfrider.org.au. We were just chatting to Drew McPherson from the Surf Rider Foundation. Submissions closed to save our southern seas tomorrow, and we want to get you to take action, and it takes literally a minute. You've just done it online, and you know how easy it is. So thank you very much for having your say, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. It does ask you why you care and what you care about, and I've popped in there because it generates a letter for you. Yeah. You don't even have to write the letter. It generates it for you, and it just takes a bit of info from you and, like, plonks it all in there. Yeah. And so I've said, I have a colleague who just cares so much, and it is the biggest pain in my ass. And I just need her to leave me alone for 5 minutes, so I'm doing this submission. Please, for God's sake.
Now, once you do that, then Pause for Gauze is coming up as well. We're raising money for the animals. So
Okay. Make
sure you get involved with that one too.
All right, let's play a song so we can split up the messaging, hey? And then you can come back and tell us all about it.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Better tomorrow starting today. Actually started yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
Right.
New life mission.
Well, do you know some things that you would love to do and you think maybe one day.
Monday.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to start. And, you know, I've made some changes. I go to the gym a bit. I like to, you know, eat. I now know that I can eat a foot-long meatball sub. Meatballs are very dense. Anyway. Something happened yesterday that I believe takes me into a new tier of sort of person.
Upper echelon.
Maybe. Illuminati. I didn't say that. Nor did I. That was a disembodied voice. That
you're like a sleeper agent. Illuminati? What?
Anyway, so do you remember how I said to you at APCO in South Geelong, one day.
You say a lot of things. Yeah.
I got sick of sitting on the sidelines and watching other people pull up to the Bowser at the wrong side and grabbing that nozzle and making it work, stretching the rope around the hose around the back of the car.
Yeah.
And just getting that, and because that's the most admirable thing I've ever seen. It's such a living life on the edge thing, because is it going to reach? Who knows? But you're backing yourself.
Yeah, and it's embarrassing that walk back if it doesn't.
Yeah, but that's what I do now. So that's already, I've baked that into my, but I went to APCO yesterday at Lara.
Mm.
And it's not a paid presentation, it's just where I go get my petrol. And I filled up the whole tank. Petrol is not a cheap thing these days. The temptation is, and I'm a 30 bucks, because we know 30 bucks a petty is the new 20 bucks a petty, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, I have been floating in the, I'll put $50 in.
Okay.
Lately, right? But yesterday I went, no, we got paid the other day. The money's there. It'll just save me an extra day or two of not having to come back to the servo.
Yes, yep. Yeah.
So I'm going to... I'm here.
So this.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go the full tank. Do you know how much the full tank cost me? $66.
So that tank is small.
It's a tiny little.
You
hatchback.
Need a new car, mate.
I know.
The windows don't open, and it's $66 to fill.
The
really?
Steering wheel's falling apart.
Wowee.
So I've been $16 off a full tank for how long? But I'm here now. So forget about the Tom you knew.
I wish I could. Honestly, every day. Every day.
He's not here anymore. He's gone. You know, we liked him. He was all right.
So now what you're saying to me
is I'm a full tank guy. Glass half full, tank full.
I hate you so much.
I know.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I want to chat about maths quickly. And yes, we all know what we're getting with maths, right? And that's why we watch it. A lot of the time it's horrible people doing horrible things and we lap that stuff up. But this was pretty intense last night. So I'm going to give you kind of a bit of a quick rundown.
Right.
So we've got Brooke, who is a model, who is with Chris, who is the guy that says, quote, he hates fat people, women with fake tan and clingy people, right? Yeah. So those two are together.
Yeah.
Then you've got Gia. Gia is with Scott. Gia is the mum who is on the experiment, who is best friends with Brooke, and they like to kind of make snide comments and fight the other girls, you could say.
Okay, right. Yeah, okay.
Then you've got Beck. Beck is the one who is with Danny the geezer.
Yeah.
And Beck and Gia have had problems and they kind of don't like each other. They hate each other.
Okay? And so by sort of association, then Brooke hates Beck as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
got it.
So last night's show, Chris wakes up and realises that Brookie's gone.
Okay.
And from what we're told, she's gone and left to the Gold Coast. Huh. Now, off the show at the moment, it's noted that Brooke left the show because she is pregnant with her ex's baby and she's gone back to be with him.
Okay.
So the dinner party happens last night. Gia is like, I don't have my friend Brooke that backs me on everything.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a bit uncomfortable for me because I've been a bit of a bee and I'm walking into all the other girls.
Yes, got it. Yeah, okay.
So then she goes up to Beck and she says, hey, we both hate the same people. So let's kind of like,
combine
I've
forces.
Always liked you.
Yeah.
I've always liked you and we hate the same girls. And the girls they hate are Stella and Alyssa.
Who have done nothing. Hang on. Wasn't she a turd? Wasn't Gia a turd to Beck though?
Yeah, but now Gia doesn't have Brooke backing her.
Yeah, she's like,
I need reinforcements here.
Oh my God, so manipulative. Oh my God.
Right? Anyway, Beck's like, cool, I'm into this. But we're ladies, so we're not going to, you know, we're not going to do anything bad because we're ladies and we're just going to confront them. Okay. They're all sitting down at the dinner table. Brooke rocks up and she's like, I'm back.
Oh.
And it's kind of like, oh, you're back for Chris to try and make things work out. Oh, no, she didn't talk to him the whole night, but he's a turd anyway, so whatever. But then Brooke just starts going the girls at the table. So Gia jumps on board because she's like, yeah, my girl's back. And then Beck also jumps on board. And the girl that they're going for is Stella.
Yeah.
Now, the reason they don't like Stella is because she's like, I don't see any red flags with my partner, Philip. I actually really like him and we're getting along. And they're like, fake, you're fake, hate that, you're a moron, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay. Now, Stella is taking all of this abuse.
Yeah.
And then she is like, have you noticed? I'm not actually saying anything. If you'd like to come for a chat, we can go off for a chat.
Yeah.
Brooke doesn't want to do that. She just wants to yell at everyone, okay? So Stella walks off.
Yeah.
And Brooke starts yelling at her before Alyssa, the other girl they hate, gets involved and tries to say, hey, that's not nice.
Yeah.
So this is what is ensuing at the moment. The person you're going to hear being an absolute horrible person is Brooke and Gia.
Babe, I think you're a very rude bitch.
Listen.
Hey, babe, while you're at it, get the stripper boots off, babe. Get the stripper boots off. Like, you know what? If you're going to buy stripper boots, buy 100% lamb, don't buy faux leather.
Excuse me, that's not nice, babe.
Alyssa,
that's
shut
not
up.
Kind.
Shut up, Alyssa, you ratchet idiot.
Hey, watch
your
language.
Excuse me.
It's not nice. Look at me. It's not nice. Be kind. Babe, you are the one that rolls your eyes at every single person.
You wonder why everyone hates you, babe. That's
why. What's going on? You roll your eyes.
That's why we don't like you.
Are you okay?
I'm so okay, babe.
Are you?
Babe, take your hair extensions out and chill.
So as you can hear there, and it's kind of hard if you don't know what's going on,
yeah.
But the girls that are saying, oh, your stripper boots, get them off. Why would you wear them? You look like from Target. Take your hair extensions out. That's Brooke and Gia.
Yeah,
right? Watching this last night made me feel ill because, as Alyssa says later on, that's not even the half of it.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's not even the half of it. Alyssa says later on, I'm not everyone's cup of tea. That's fine. Can you leave me alone?
Yeah.
I'm not putting up with this bullying behaviour.
Yeah.
Now, the term bullying does get thrown around. And some people can arc up about that and say, oh, I'm not bullying. This isn't bullying. And that's what Brooke said. No, no, babe. That was bullying.
Mm.
They were going them in the most disgusting way.
And unnecessarily so, it
like
seems.
Spitting venom.
Yeah.
Right? And we've all, like, I've done it. I was going to say, we've all done it. I've done it. I've spat venom before, whatever. Like, you get in situations and it's heated. But this is disgusting. Actually playing it on TV last night, I hope it actually made people sit back and think, I never want to be like that.
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask, like, people aren't really like this, are they? This doesn't actually happen in
they
real life, does it?
And have been. I've been in situations.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, oh my bad. God. And look, I'm no golden child. I've done things, you know. I'm sure that I've made people feel crap and, you know, I would hate to think that, but I'm sure that I have in my life. Brooke, she's a defender of women. This is one of the things that she says. Disgusting.
I'm a real girl's girl. I like to become a girl's girl.
That's what
Far
she says.
Out, that
she's
gets
a girl's girl.
Out.
She also is in Woman's Day at the moment, and she says, look, I cop to my behaviour, but you have to understand what it's like being in that environment. No,
nah,
you didn't get a bad edit. It is horrible.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it brought up anything for people, which it may have, speak to someone, get help. I know that sounds so dramatic.
Yeah.
But seriously, it was bad, bullying, disgusting behaviour. And the girls that did try call it out got absolutely slayed. And it reminds me that we're all like, call out bullying, call it. It's not easy.
No.
It is not easy. But sometimes we've just got to be like, oh, I can do this and get up and say, that's not cool. Mm. It was disgusting last night.
Okay. And so it's back on tonight?
Sunday.
Sunday.
The commitment ceremony.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.